Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Todd Sanders, the CEO of Broadloom. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good to catch up with you. It's been a little while. I did come to your FloorCon meeting in Sarasota last year, and I know you've got one coming. We'll get to that in just a minute. A little bit of background. Most people should know Broadloom started out as a website developer by acquiring FloorForce and creating your space, but then broaden your digital focus as far as, you know, creating a one-stop shop for tools for flooring retailers. And now you've got a CRM system, you've got an ERP system, you've got product visualization, and last year you rolled out a merchandising program as well. Does that cover who Broadloom is?
Yeah, my background, coming from Google and starting an advertising technology company, and you kind of hit it on the head. We then acquired FloorForce, website company, went all in on the flooring industry. What was interesting about that story is every single acquisition we made, we had retailers come to us, say, listen, we really want this business in a box, all in one system where all the technology is actually integrated and talks together. It's great you have a website platform, but you need a CRM, right? So we acquired a CRM, and they said, it's great that you have a CRM, but we need an ERP kind of flooring software with accounting. So we acquired that. And I'll never forget, after that meeting, I thought we were done. Like, well, we have this all-in-one system, digital marketing, website, CRM, ERP, they all talk together. But then we had a few customers fly out to our office in Sarasota, and they said, hey, if you really want an all-in-one platform and you really want a business in a box, you have to help connect that to our merchandising system. And being a tech company, we think all-in-one is just tech. Well, the truth is tech also goes to in-store and connects the dots between the two. So we thought we were done, but now including the merchandising in it, it really is a turnkey, all-in-one kind of business-in-a-box solution for a retailer.
Yeah, it's actually interesting you bring that up. I was just with the CCA Global people last week, you know, and they're also rolling out a simplified system for merchandising, which links both the online and the in-store message. So I know you are also in that area. Let me just go to the FloorCon meeting. I guess you're doing a little bit of a East Coast, West Coast. You're doing it this year in Tucson, and it's November 14th to the 16th, and it's open. It's not just for people who are customers of yours, but you say it's for the industry as well, right?
Yeah, everything we do and we think about internally is how do we push the industry forward, and that's not just our customers. And we really do that with things like FloorCon. You see us run Facebook groups online. Like we believe if we push the flooring industry forward, all of us can win. FloorCon is not just for our FloorForce dealers or our Broadloom dealers. It's really for the entire industry. And for those of you that went to FloorCon last year, you saw it was different, right? We want to think differently. It's not a trade show where you go and you see a bunch of flooring products and you look at all the specs and buy material. It's actually the opposite, right? It's networking with your peers and like-minded people. It's learning best practices, and it's content, it's speakers, it's workshops and trainings. We want you to get better at business. We want you to work on your business, not in your business. And the truth is, there are lots of beautiful flooring products out there, but buying the new carpet display or the new wood display, it'll help, but it's not going to move you leaps and bounds forward. What will move you leaps and bounds forward is building a relationship with someone that you can learn something from, or changing your business operations or your business process, or technology to help you manage your leads better or generate more leads. So, you know, we really want to bring that content and that type of learning and networking to the flooring industry. I thought we did a good job of it last year, but we literally had to turn people away at the door. There was about 40 or 50 people that tried to register at the door last year, and we tried to squeeze everyone in. It was a bit of a fire hazard. So this year we promised ourselves we would do it, you know, three times bigger with three times as many speakers, three times as many retailers, and do it on the opposite coast so that people on the West Coast get the same opportunity to make it there as people on the East Coast did when we did it in Florida. We're super excited about it.
You say it's not a trade show, but actually there was somewhat of a dimension of a trade show as far as having a bunch of suppliers there who were part of your program. And I guess you'll continue that as well, right?
Yeah, it's not a trade show in a sense where that's the main focus. Obviously, we want to have some product there that makes sense for our retailers, but the majority of it is networking, meeting retailers. I mean, I talked to retailers last year that kind of built these relationships and friendships for the first time that are now meeting monthly and in text groups, sharing best practices, using each other's warehouses across the country. that's success for us.
You know, you're on some social media areas and you've actually got a site where you're the administrator and it's called Beating the Box Stores. And I think that's interesting. And I mentioned it because that really is your focus. Your focus is to give tools to the independent retailer, which is kind of in a consolidation mode right now. And there's fewer and fewer of them. And now as we look at the economy, we see that there's a little bit less velocity when it comes to store traffic. Is that what you're sensing as well?
Yeah. And listen, both of my parents are in small businesses. Like I grew up in small businesses and so did, you know, my co-founder, Dan. So we really at our heart want small businesses to succeed. And our view of it is not only do we have to beat the box stores, but from a consumer experience, we compete against Amazon, Uber, Airbnb, Zillow. Like consumers expect that you can order a car on your phone, like with Carvana. I can get a car delivered. I can get a Tesla delivered to my house via my phone. Right, I could buy a house on Zillow via my phone. I could book a hotel room or an Airbnb. I could order a product and have it delivered to me overnight. So that is the consumer experience we are all competing against. Now, how do we bring that to the flooring industry where it's an expensive process, but less expensive than cars, but it's an emotional one? So our viewpoint is we have to beat that consumer expectation of easy, transparent, flawless is what we need to bring to the industry.
Okay. It is a little bit more difficult since we're a tactile product and there's different wear layers and different performance attributes. So, I mean, it's almost a product you have to see before you can buy it, don't you think?
Yes. You need to fall in love with the color, but you also need to fall in love with the story behind it. I think we've gotten away from the stories behind these products. A lot of these products have amazing stories, whether they're inspired by something in nature or whatever it is. Like, I want to get back to the roots of building and helping build incredible brands with incredible stories, but obviously it has to be a beautiful product that, you know, she falls in love with as well.
I learned when I went to FloorCon last year that you're backed with some major investments from Silicon Valley. You know, I've got to ask, what are you working on other than FloorCon? What are some other things you're working on?
So you're right. We've raised about $90 million. And really, all the people that we've raised from see the opportunity to help us shape and fix the future of the flooring industry. I say this a lot to our customers, but we want to help our retailers be the disruptors, not the ones that are disrupted. And if you look at the mattress industry, there's a really good parallel, or the taxi industry. Go to the mattress industry. You walked into a mattress store, there was 40 different mattresses. The brands ended up not mattering, although they all had interesting stories as well. You laid on five mattresses. One was $800, one was $8,000, and one was $4,000. And at the end of the day, the consumer doesn't understand the difference of all of them, but the retailer's saying, oh, well, this one is escalating, cooling, rigid. And then this one is 80% foam, 20% feathers. And they start getting so technical with you to the point where the consumer left and ended up not buying and didn't understand the difference between an $800 mattress or $8,000 mattress and why there were just a bunch of mattresses in the store. You wake up 18 months later and mattress stores are basically gone, right? The consumer experience completely changed. And we've seen that in almost every industry. So we want to help our retailers, and this is what we're putting money behind, be those disruptors, not the mattress stores that were disrupted, right? We want to help our retailers be the Casper, right? The ones that were the disruptors, or the Uber, the ones that were the disruptors. So we're taking a lot of that money. We've put a lot of our own personal money into this business, put kind of our money where our mouth is to not just improve our technology, but you can also expect us to make a few more acquisitions we've made in the past.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and hear those. I know that usually you don't get to hear those in advance. So for FloorCon, if people want to know about the program and what the speakers are, is there a URL to go to?
Yeah, there's a URL. It's experiencefloorcon.com.
All right, great, Todd. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Todd Sanders, the CEO of Broadloom, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.